and you're listening to the Andy Knight Radio Show here on Vectis Radio. Great to have you on board. Thank you very much for tuning in. Hope your Friday is going fabulously well. And in the studio with me, as you will have heard if you were listening from the top of this hour, is Phil Bell, the manager of the Isle of Wight Sports Club in Seaview. And a very exciting day for you tomorrow from 10 until 4, your open day. And we mentioned that a little bit earlier, but you were just describing where you are, because people find it tricky to find you because you're in a lovely secluded sort of residential spot, really, almost, aren't you,
Dan? Yeah, that's right, Andy. We're along Ride Road in Seaview, about three quarters of a way along. You will see lots of houses on either side. We're just set back slightly along Ride
Road. What's the parking like down there?
The parking's good. We haven't got private parking or anything like that, but you can park in any of the streets along Seaview. Get a little bit busier in the summer, but at this time of year it's normally good, and you can park anywhere along in Seaview, the streets, for no charge.
And this open day tomorrow, kicking off at 10 o'clock, but is it kind of a drop-in thing, or is there a structure going on during the day?
Yeah, it's more of a drop-in. Come and see what we offer. We want people to bring along the families. We're a very family-friendly club.
Now, that's important, isn't it? Because obviously a lot of people say, well, I'd love to do more exercise or play more sport, but with the usual pressures of family life and everything else, I find it difficult to make time. But I mean, it is, as I know from my youth and still today, a very family-oriented type of club. It's not it's not all terribly brash and poser sort of professional wannabe sports people waving around, is it?
That's correct. We're unique because we invite families down. It's a very family-friendly club. The only thing the children can't use is the gym, of course. Yeah. For 16 years, you've got to be 16 years to use the gym.
Sure.
But our swimming lessons are very popular, and people actually join our club just for our swimming lessons.
Really?
Our instructors and down there are fantastic. The families come down for the children to swim, especially on the weekends.
Mm-hmm.
We have tennis coaching throughout the holidays that we run, like little courses.
And what sort of age groups would we be talking about in terms of the youngsters?
Swimming sometimes, the main ages start from about 5, but we have taken them, if their ability, everyone's different.
Yes,
so 3-4 year olds we've taken.
Mm-hmm.
For tennis, it's probably around about 5 or 6 years. Probably start playing properly about 7.
Yeah.
There's badminton down there that the families like to join into.
Mm-hmm.
We also have a kids club on a Sunday that is 4 till 5 p.m. Active hours. It's just getting kids moving around a little bit, and it's where we find families can come enjoy the facilities and not be put off by one of these sports clubs where it's all just full of fit people.
We have
a range of people. I'm sure there is fit people at the club
course,
as well.
Yeah.
But
it is a family atmosphere that you're creating.
That's what we're creating down there. That's what we look for.
Another thing that a lot of people, when I talk to them, is gyms and fitness clubs and so on, they're so expensive. You have to sign up to these contracts and so on and so forth. I mean, can I just ask you a little bit about what the membership structure is at your club?
Yeah, we've got a range of different memberships, starting from a single adult, joint adult. We still offer a swim membership as well.
That's just a separate membership just for swimming.
That's just a separate swim membership there, just to use the swimming pool. But you're not tied into any contracts at all.
No contract at all.
We take a slightly bigger payment off the annual fee to start with, just to cover us as well, because people can cancel it any time they want. We offer direct debit facilities. We take a slightly bigger payment up front, cash, credit, or card, or check, and then people, from when they sign up, they can use the facilities there and then.
Is there a joining fee as such?
There isn't.
Okay,
no joining fee.
So there's just a membership fee, but the prices and so on people can get when we give the contact details a little bit later on. But there are temporary memberships, and what about day passes and stuff like that?
Yeah, we just started doing that last year. They proved very popular. It's £12 for the day. People can come off the streets.
That's very reasonable, I think.
Yes, it is, yes.
For a full day.
Because you can use all the facilities for that day. You can then go home for your lunch and then come back. There's no charge. That takes you for the whole day. Also, it's a little bit expensive if you're coming down at 7:30 for a swim.
Yes. sure.
But I try and encourage people to use the facilities for the whole day. You've paid it. We also supply towels.
I was going to say, what about equipment hire down there? Do you have all the
There's
all
no
the things?
Charge. No charge. That's all in with a membership.
Fantastic.
Even if you come in for a day with a day pass, we provide you with a towel. We've got shower gels in both changing rooms, things like that. So, yeah, but it's really, you've got to come down to see it to believe it.
And that's why tomorrow is important, because having an open day, anyone can drop in between 10 and 4 in the afternoon, is it?
That's correct, yeah. This time of year, obviously, people are choosing, deciding where they want to spend their hard cash for the year. A lot of people want to get fit, maybe slightly change their lifestyle, maybe come down, have a word with me. People always don't have to have an hour session with me. I can spend 5-10 minutes with them, give them a few ideas and say, oh, Phil, I didn't ever thought of that before. Different exercises. And yeah.
So tomorrow, apart from actually coming down, getting a feel for the club and the facilities and what's available and where it is, of course.
Yeah.
But also they can get some advice tomorrow in terms of what they need.
I'll be on hand all day tomorrow, especially between that time. They can ask me lots of questions.
Sure.
I'll be there to give people information, show them around the facilities, let them use the facilities, let them have a feel for it, give them membership pack information on the club, all the prices, run through anything they want to ask me, pop in. If they want to have a workout, I can spend 5, 10, 15 minutes with them, show them a few different exercises, variations and things like that.
Sure, fantastic. So if they bring their kit down, then they can have an active day as well as an information gathering day as well. Right, have you got some contact details for us?
Yeah, the telephone number is 613-108.
Can we just say that one again, just in case people are searching, scrabbling for that pencil?
Yep.
613-108. Got it. Perfect.
And the website we've got there with a lot of the details of the club, membership prices and things, is all the W's, and it's iwsports.co.uk.
Okay, that's easy enough to remember. iwsports.co.uk, all the information is there. And anything else in the way of contact details? That have you got a Facebook page at all?
Yeah, we're on Facebook as well.
Under Isle of Wight Sports?
It is, yes.
Okay, so if people search that, they'll find you.
They'll find
you on
there.
Fantastic. Yeah. Okay, well, Phil, it's been an absolute pleasure to meet you. And it sounds as if you know, the club itself is going from strength to strength under your clever management there. But we wish you the best of luck with the open day tomorrow.
Thank you very much.
And we hope that families will take up your kind invitation to come down en masse, as it were, and find out what's on offer for everyone in the family.
Yeah, everyone's welcome to come down between 10 and 4. Come and try the facilities. Come and ask some questions. Come and find me in the sports club. I'll be around. I'll be on reception to start with, welcoming people in. Then they can use the facilities. I can show them around, go through membership information with them, and hopefully they'll join from there.
Hopefully so. Well, I wish you the best of luck with that, and
Thank you very much.
I'm sure that tomorrow will be a great success for you. And if I can find time, maybe I should even get down there. I need to ask you a few questions about: is there any chance at all of saving the wreck that is me? I really need to get out and do some more exercise. Anyway, Phil, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much,
and we'll. Catch up with you, I'm sure, in the future and find out how things are going for you at the Isle of Wight Sports Club in Seaview.